Dave Johnson, also in our studio. Good to see you, sir, from Pearl Technology.
Good to see you.
Can you see Dan? Look,
I can.
There's Dan on a little screen. It looks smaller now, doesn't
Dan
it?
Dan looks hot.
I don't know what that means. I'm uncomfortable. You mean it's attractive?
He's an attractive man.
Holy smokes. Danny, what's going on?
It's the long hair.
It's your long hair. And that ambient light you have back there, that candlelight in the back.
Well, I blew that out because the light's coming in, and I wanted you to see the Steve the plant.
David, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Let's go into the world of cybersecurity, cyber world, cyber threats, cyber things, the things that we talk about with you and have talked to you about for the last couple of 3 years. What's going to happen this year? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I mean, there's the same old, we're going to have ransomware, we're going to have email phishing, all of that. But there's a lot of stuff that's kind of still in the background that's starting to pick up a lot of momentum.
Is Dan right with AI? AI part of it?
Dan is right. That's going to be a big problem as the year progresses. One of the things, deepfake, we've mentioned that before.
Sure.
And if you want to know what deepfake is, you should just Google deepfake Morgan Freeman. There's one out there on YouTube where they have a whole bit with Morgan Freeman, and it's not him at all. They actually make you look like somebody. They make you use that voice. And so what they're starting to see is some of the bad guys are saying, what if we pretend like we're the CEO of a company, have an all-employee Zoom meeting, and tell them it's okay if they give out their credentials to this particular website.
Wow.
So, and then right along with that, so you're pretending to be somebody else, then there's the whole biometrics thing where people are starting to fake fingerprints and facial recognition.
Really?
Obviously, it's not a big jump from the deep fake of a person's face to the facial recognition. So that's another area. Everything that we thought was the safest, you know, we've always said, go back to the source. Ask the source if this is, and now they're pretending to be the source.
You know what's weird about that is we're going to have, because of deepfake, convince people not to believe all that they see.
Right.
But then you got to turn around and make them believe that they're seeing what they're seeing when it's legitimate.
Right. It's getting complicated.
I was telling Danny earlier in the program, former producer Corey, I was talking to him over the weekend, and he likes looking into new technology and things, his whole geekiness. He is playing around with artificial intelligence app or program or something. He asked it to write a 10-page paper about a guy running for president, a story, just a story about running for president. And within 2 minutes, he had the paper done. This is going to change college.
Yes, so that's called ChatGPT,
which
stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer. It just got released to the public. OpenAI is the organization that built this thing. It can do Siri-like things where you ask it and it'll go look something up, but it can also do things like write me a book report on this particular...
Yeah, the history of Vietnam or whatever.
And it'll do that. Where it's getting in on our side of the business is they've now had the first few official uses of ChatGPT where a non-programmer asked this AI platform to create a phishing email campaign during the World Cup, and it generated the code for that.
So it knows how to code.
It knows how to code.
Yeah.
So you don't have to know how to code anymore.
You ask it to code.
You ask it to do this. So now they're trying to figure out how can we prevent this thing from doing bad things. But, you know, it's kind of out there where it's got enough intelligence of its own that it's kind of a battle, right, to say you can only do good things.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
As a college, you know, paper... Is that a good thing, a bad thing?
No, I think it's a bad thing, but is there a way? I got to believe that there's going to be a way that something is stamped legitimate or somehow. Can't we?
It'll be an NFT.
Well, yeah, it kind of will. I mean, kind of will be an NFT. Oh, my gosh, it's so complicated.
So this is another thing. Just go out to YouTube and search for ChatGPT, and you can see all kinds of examples of how people are using this platform now.
Gosh.
One thing that cracked me up, it's not really good at math.
Really?
Really.
You would think of everything, it would be the best at
math. Yeah, no, that's not its strength. They can write book reports.
Yeah, yeah.
But
give me one more prediction that might
be. You know what they should have it is it can fill out your sales paperwork so you could actually do what you're best at, selling.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, do my reports for me.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Bot versus bot. So a bot's a software program. It does things that humans can do. It just does them faster. Good example is Googlebot, which crawls the web, gains all the information. Right. So when you do a Google search, it can find it. Siri is a chat bot. And so, you know, that's another form where it's not really a person. You're talking to a bot.
Right. That noise we just heard was a bot.
That was a bot.
That was a bot. A bot dog.
But so now they're saying, hey, let's have, there's bad bots being written, obviously, that are looking for holes in people's security.
Right.
Can we do good bots to battle that?
Oh, my goodness.
So to me, the best bot battle would probably be like Siri versus Alexa.
Yes, I'd love it. Good to see you, Dave Johnson.
Good to see you guys.
Thank you. Happy New Year. It's Dave Johnson from Pearl Technology.